Eventually, every streak must come to an end, and the Rockies wasted no time ending their 9-game losing streak in Toronto. You'd have to go back to September 2019 for the last series win in Rogers Centre. The 50-50 grand prize jackpot is currently estimated to be over $1.3 million. My point is that him coming in to pitch the role he was traded for is the same thing as Romano coming in to close out Tuesday's game. As I mentioned in the previous segment, the Jays enjoy a 5-4 record at Petco Park. Since 2018, the Blue Jays are 11-7 in Kansas. The only series they lost was in 2021. Thank you for tuning in to Blue Jays vs. Them. I am your host, Jerry Schmard. Let's talk Blue Jays baseball. But first, I need to take care of what they call housekeeping issue. I don't even want to bring it up, but it does matter. I want to ask you to do one of a few things that'll help the podcast grow. If you listen to the podcast through the Buzzsprout link I post on my social media, on either Twitter or Facebook, if you could, simply download the episode on your device. You can delete it later, but Buzzsprout tracks downloads. If you don't want to or can't download the episode, if you give the post a like or a comment, that would mean a great deal to me personally. For those who don't know, simply giving a like to a post will increase its visibility on Facebook or Twitter. If you do listen to the podcast on a podcast provider such as Spotify or Apple, please hit the subscribe button. Again, the more subscriptions a podcast has, the higher the algorithm promotes it. As I said, I really hate asking this, but it really does help the podcast grow. For those who are already downloaded or subscribing, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Now, let's talk Blue Jays baseball and the great homestand they just had. The Blue Jays continued their homestand with a weekend series against the Colorado Rockies, a team that was 0-9 in Toronto. I predicted that the 3-10 Rockies would be swept and their winless streak would continue to 0-12. Eventually, every streak must come to an end, and the Rockies wasted no time ending their 9-game losing streak in Toronto. Kevin Gausman got the start for Game 1, and although he went deeper than his last outing, he labored through 3 2/3 innings, throwing 78 pitches. He was charged with giving up 6 runs on 10 hits. The good news is he didn't give up any free passes or home runs. He also struck out 4 batters. The Jays can only score 4 runs, with RBIs coming from the bottom of the batting order in Biggio, Kiner Falefa, and Varsho, who hit his first home run of the season. In contrast, the top 4 had a combined 14 at-bats and managed only 4 hits. Turner and Guerrero also managed to draw 1 walk each. The final score was Rockies 12, Blue Jays 4. Cuban-born pitcher Yuriel Rodriguez made his Major League debut on Saturday. With experience in the Japanese League and the World Baseball Classic, he is not without experience on the big stage. However, he did not pitch during the 2023 season and is therefore going to be on both a pitching and innings count for the season. Although he only pitched 3 2/3, Rodriguez only gave up 4 hits, including a solo home run, striking out 6 batters and walking 2. 44 of his 68 pitches were for strikes. Not a bad debut. He'll make his next start in the first game against San Diego later today. Varsho had the hit of the day with his second home run in 2 games. This time it was a grand slam, putting the Jays up 5-0 in the first. The Rockies clawed back some runs to make the score a little bit less lopsided. The Jays hung on to win 5-3. Jose Berríos got the start for the final game of the series and pitched masterfully, arguably the ace of the starting staff. Berríos used 100 pitches to complete 7 full innings, giving our bullpen some much-needed relief. He only allowed 2 hits and 2 walks while striking out 7. Cabrera and Pearson closed out the final 2 innings without allowing a hit. Toronto won their second consecutive series with a 5-0 victory over the Colorado Rockies. The 12-4 Yankees came in to close out Toronto's first homestand. The Blue Jays had just won their first 2 series of the season, and the Yankees were coming off a 10-inning loss in Cleveland. As I've said, the last time the Blue Jays won a series at home against the Yankees took place in April 2021. With COVID travel restrictions still in place, the Blue Jays started the season with their home games in TD Ballpark in Dunedin. You'd have to go back to September 2019 for the last series win in Rogers Centre. With that said, Chris Bassitt got the start for the first game of the series. He allowed 1 run on 4 hits in his 6 1/3 innings. Toronto's offense drew twice as many walks than hits. They also struck out as much as they walked. With only 4 hits, the Jays batters were sat down 8 times. One of the 8 walks included a bases loaded walk drawn by IKF in the second to tie the game at 1. The Jays scored a second run in that inning on a wild pitch to Kevin Kiermaier. Alejandro Kirk knocked in the Jays' third run on a double the next inning. The Jays took the first game 3-1. The Blue Jays would hand the Yankees their first 3-game losing streak of the season and their first series loss when they won the second game of the series. Kikuchi threw 94 pitches to complete 6 innings. He struck out 9, giving up 1 walk and 4 hits, allowing only one run. Both Jordan Romano and Eric Swanson were put on the active roster from the IL. Romano made his season debut to close out the game with a two-run lead. Although he did give up one run, but he preserved the save. The Jays scored 5 runs on 8 hits, drawing 7 walks to win 5-4. And we're looking to sweep the Yankees in a 3-game series for the first time since May 2016 in Rogers Center. Believe it or not, the Blue Jays swept the Yankees in a 4-game series in September 2021 in the Bronx. Kevin Gausman got the start for the final game of the series. Although he wasn't quite up to Kevin Gausman's standards of last season, he did pitch 5 complete innings, throwing 101 pitches. Gauz gave up only 1 run on 4 hits, striking out 6 batters. He was charged with 3 free passes. The Jays took a 4-1 lead into the 8th inning. The first 3 runs came off the bat of Dalton, how do you like me now, Varsho. Dalton had a 2-home-run game, with the other RBI coming off a Bo Bichette sack fly in the 7th. However, the Yankees would score 1 run in the 8th and 4 more in the 9th to take the lead. Swanson was charged with the loss, giving up 3 runs in just a third of an inning. Many questioned the decision to bring Swanson in, and I'll address that a little later for a segment of the show I'm going to call My Viewpoint. The bottom line is, the Jays took 2 of the 3 against the Yankees, but lost the final game 6-4. And it occurred to me while I was preparing this episode that half of the Yankees' 6 losses have come at the hands of the Blue Jays. Our next series against the Yankees will be a 4-game weekend series starting Thursday, June 27th in Toronto. Upcoming promotional nights and 50-50 draw prizes. The Jays will return home next Friday to face the Dodgers. Friday, April 26th is the previously mentioned specialty ticket promotion. With the purchase of the specialty ticket, fans will receive a Blue Jays Hello Kitty Light Up Bow bobblehead. Junior Jays Sundays, April 28th. Kids 14 and under can run the bases after the game, but you must pre-register. The Royals will be in town on Monday, April 29th for the Jano Bundle giveaway. The first 15,000 fans will receive a new blue replica jersey and replica glasses. Looney Dog Tuesdays will close out April. Wednesday, May 1st will be the Work From Dome afternoon game. Game starts at 3:07. The Jays will return home from Washington and Philadelphia to face the Twins on May 10th, so next week I'll go over promotions to cover that homestand. Fans 18 and under can purchase tickets for Blue Jays Care 50-50 draw online at bluejays.com/50-50 anywhere in Ontario and in Nova Scotia. I'll leave the link in the description. The remaining early bird prizes include Sunday, April 21st and 28th, there will be 10 cash prizes for $1,000. On April 23rd, there will be 1 pair of Blueprint Club premium tickets for May 1st versus the Kansas City Royals. Thursday, April 25th is for an all-inclusive trip to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic for 2. The 50-50 grand prize jackpot is currently estimated to be over $1.3 million. This is the segment I'm going to call In My View. Here's my viewpoint on bringing in Eric Swanson to close out the game on Wednesday. Many fans questioned John Schneider's decision to bring in Eric Swanson to close out a tight game for his first outing coming off the IL. You're all hypocrites. Here's why I say that. Jordan Romano was reinstated to active roster the same day as Swanson. He came in with a 2-run lead to save the previous game. He's our closer. Yes, sometimes he makes me nervous, but he's our closer. That's his job, and until he proves he can't be relied upon, that's his job. The Blue Jays traded for Eric Swanson because he has swing and miss stuff, and his role was to pitch in high leverage situations. Usually as a setup man, or as Buck and Dan often describe, the save before the save. Coming in for the 7th to pitch to the top of the order, generally earning the rarely talked about stat of hold. My point is that him coming in to pitch the role he was traded for is the same thing as Romano coming in to close out Tuesday's game. Regardless of just coming off the IL, if either of those pitchers sat in the bullpen until they could come in for a low leverage situation, many of you would complain that they were being underutilized, wasting the way in the bullpen, and heaven forbid Green, Garcia, or Cabrera blow a lead while those two were being saved to ease them back in low leverage situations. No, they were cleared to return to the roster and deserve to pitch in the roles they have earned. The fact that it worked out for Romano but didn't work out for Swanson doesn't make the second choice any different or any worse. Here's the kicker. If Swanson had got the save, many of you would have praised the decision to bring him in and give Green and Garcia a bit of a breather. Here's a note on who many of you wish had been called instead of Swanson. Cabrera had already pitched that game. Garcia pitched three of the last four games on the 13th, 15th, and 16th. Green pitched against Colorado on the 13th and New York on the 15th, so there might be an argument that could have been available. But I go back to my main point. Swanson coming in for the role he was traded for and earned is no different than bringing in Romano. On June 18th, 2004, the Blue Jays played their first game in San Diego. I'll assume it was in Petco Park. They won two of the three games of that series and wouldn't play in San Diego until they returned in 2010 for another series in June. Again, they took two of three from the home team and would return in 2013 to face them for the third time. This time, the home team prevailed. Toronto avoided being swept, winning the third game in the 11th inning. Although, to be fair, the Padres won the first game in the 17th inning with a score of 4-3. The Padres finally came to Toronto in 2016. The Blue Jays took the first two games, the second going 12 innings, and the Friars took the final game. San Diego made a return trip to Toronto 3 years later, taking the first two games, with the Jays avoiding being swept in a convincing fashion, winning 10-1. The next series between the Padres and Toronto came last season when the Friars once again took the first two games of the three-game series. Perhaps MLB had scheduled the series in 2020, but like the planned scheduled series against the Rockies, that too was scrapped with COVID. On Friday, later this evening, the Jays will return to San Diego for the first time in 11 years. As I mentioned in the previous segment, the Jays enjoy a 5-4 record at Petco Park. The same can be said for the Padres in Toronto. The fact of the matter is, San Diego has won three of the last four series against Toronto, going back to the Blue Jays' last visit. The Padres are 11-10 on the season, one game behind the Dodgers in the NL West. They're 6-4 in the last 10 games, with a 5-6 record at home. In their last game, the Padres suffered a 1-0 loss in Milwaukee on Wednesday. The scheduled starters for the series are Matt Waldron versus Yuriel Rodriguez. At the time I was preparing this episode, they hadn't named their Game 2 starter, who will be matched up against Jose Berríos. The final matchup will be Chris Bassitt against Joe Musgrove. The Blue Jays should be able to take two of three. Following the series in San Diego, the Blue Jays will go to Kansas City to face the Royals for a four-game series starting on Monday. The question on everyone's mind is, how have the Blue Jays fared in Kansas against the Royals? First, the good news. The Blue Jays have played the Royals 426 times in their history. Toronto has a combined winning record of 26 games over 500, or a 531 win percentage. Now the not-so-good news. The Blue Jays have played 212 games in Kansas City compared to the 214 played in Toronto, so we owe them two games, which may explain the four games in Kansas City and the three games in Toronto later. But I'm getting away from my point. Of those 212 games played in Kansas City, of the 212 games played in Kansas City, the Blue Jays have only won 102. That's 8 games below 500, or a 481 winning percentage. So we haven't fared well there overall. Here's the slightly better news. Although the Royals are currently 12-7 on the season, and 7-3 in their last 10, an 8-2 record at home, suddenly this doesn't sound like a slightly better news kind of segment. The Royals will spend the weekend hosting the Orioles before the Jays. Okay, here's the better kind of news, which may or may not play into the four-game series. Since 2018, the Blue Jays are 11-7 in Kansas. The only series they lost was in 2021. Our projected starters for the series following the current rotation are Yusei Kikuchi, Kevin Gausman, Yuriel Rodriguez, and Jose Berríos. Going on Rodriguez's only start and Gausman being more like the 2023 version, at least a split with the possibility of a 3-1 series. That should do it for this episode. I look forward to talking Blue Jays baseball with you next week. I hope you join me. Once again, I feel a little weird bringing this to your attention, but if you can tap the subscribe button, hit the like button on social media posts, or download the episode from the Buzzsprout website, I'd really appreciate it. I'll leave a link to my website on Buzzsprout in the description. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in and look forward to talking with you next week. This is Blue Jays vs. Them, and I'm your host, Jerry Schmidt. Let's go, Blue Jays. Let's go.